And you're listening to The Morning Show with myself, Kino Cummings, and the team. Now, on Wednesday, we had respected forensic scientist Dr. David Klatzer on air saying that crucial services like fingerprinting at SAPS are in the shambles. He also painted a worrying picture about how essential police work was being compromised as a result of this. But it wasn't only the fingerprints. He also said when it comes to the system that deals with ballistics and identification, that was down as well. He says that members of the public should be very concerned when these systems are down because solving most cases rely on ballistics and fingerprints, etc. We initially asked the police if they had a response. They said, no, well, you know, there is no problem, so there's going to be no response. But Brigadier Vishnaidu has decided to do some more investigations and get back to us, which he's done right now. So, Brigadier Vishnaidu, good morning. Good having you on the show.
Very, very good morning to you, Kino, and thank you for this opportunity.
No, it's an absolute pleasure. Now, were the systems down at any point? Because the doctor did raise some concerns, and of course we live in a country where we have a lot of violent crime and our family members could be affected by it. The last thing any of us would want is for systems to be down to compromise a particular case.
Well, Kino, if we have to say that the systems were down, it would give the impression that it was totally non-functional.
Okay.
The systems, we had a hiccup between the 2nd and the 7th of December. We were on a service and maintenance contract with the service provider, which we were reviewing. Unfortunately, during that period of review, particularly our hardware, was affected by the load shedding, which actually put a strain on the system because, remember, we have the capacity to deal with 15,000 applications a day.
Right.
These are applications for court cases, for clearance certificates, for firearm licenses, for inquiries. So they come in, you know, we're looking at between 10 and 11,000 somewhere there a day that we receive, but we have the capacity to deal with 15,000. But because the load shedding affected the hardware of the system, it reduced our capacity and capability to be able to produce as many as we do on a daily basis. So therefore, you know, we had a challenge. But it wasn't to a point where service delivery was compromised. Now, as a result of that, the acting component head at the national level sent out a letter to all the provinces to say, we are experiencing a challenge. We're now sitting at a point where, this was last week around Wednesday, Thursday, we were sitting at a point of 30,000 that was clogging the system, waiting where we were waiting for responses. That was not to say that we were not going to get the responses. We were going to get it, but not in time, so to speak, you know. Mm. And we were just alerting them. And the unfortunate thing about that is that letter was leaked to the media and it created a whole lot of confusion. But as we are speaking now, we are fine.
Okay.
We are on par. We are working as normal. There's no system that's down, or the word that was used was, if I may quote, defunct, unquote. There's no such thing at the moment.
So is this the same service provider that threatened to cut off services to SAPS? That controversial one, remember? It was all in the news. IT systems being made available.
I'm told, Kino, and I speak under correction, I'm told it's linked, but it's not the same name.
Okay.
The name of the service provider, it's a different name. But I'm told that there may be a link. I haven't been given or haven't seen proof or evidence of that, but that is immaterial. The fact of the matter is we haven't entered into a service agreement with the service provider. That service agreement has to be fulfilled from both sides, the user as well as the provider.
So,
and if that's not done, then, of course, there's legal implications.
Absolutely. Now, I just want to go back to what you said, and I just want to get it right, okay, from your perspective. Mm-hmm. You're saying that the systems, there were glitches between the 2nd and the 7th, and you're saying that was primarily as a result of load shedding, nothing else. So you've paid everything up. You know, all the stuff that's being said about the fact that you, not the fact, the allegations that have been made that the, you know, the police hasn't paid and therefore systems are down. That's not true. It was simply a technical problem which affected the fingerprinting and ballistics.
No. You know, let me just put it properly into perspective.
Yeah, please do.
We were reviewing the contract of the service and maintenance by that provider.
Yes.
I'm not going to go into details why we were reviewing.
Sure.
We started this review in October. We've informed the service provider. We started it in October. Now this is service and maintenance. Just keep that in the back of the mind.
Sure.
I'm specifically saying that because it impacts on the fact that we were affected by the load shedding.
Okay.
When the load shedding affected the hardware, we couldn't go to the service provider at the time and say, you need to come and do the service and maintenance because our hardware was impacted on.
Okay.
And it slowed the system down as a result.
Okay.
But we have since gone back to them and said, no, we're going to extend this service and maintenance with you. But remember, we're still going to review it because, I mean, we can't have a situation where there's evergreen contracts.
Obviously we don't. The days of Jacob Zuma are long over, Fish.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so I'm just saying, but that problem, I mean, these problems come up. Every now and again, problems come up. Problem is, the important factor is, what do we do to mitigate the effects of the problem? And why are we doing that? What do we do to put in place mechanisms to overcome those problems in totality? Now, in all this time, Kino, you haven't seen on one Facebook page, one social media platform, where members of the public have complained about whether or not they've received due diligence service from the organization. Nobody has complained. It's just individuals that have been complaining, and I'm just afraid to say, give reasons why we feel that few individuals are complaining.
Yeah, but I mean, to be fair, I mean, if we're talking about ballistics and fingerprints, the people that would be at the coalface of that wouldn't be ordinary citizens that have access to Twitter and et cetera. They would be, people dealing with the cases themselves and the investigators and forensic scientists, et cetera. Those are the people at the coalface that would have been directly affected, not ordinary people with Facebook.
You know what? What's the biggest the biggest request we have?
Sure.
Is inquiries and clearance certificates.
Mm.
And then collectively, it's the you get your firearm applications together with your criminal cases. That would make up and sort of be equal to your clearance certificates and inquiries.
Okay.
You see, so. Mm-hmm. So individuals that are waiting for clearance certificates will complain.
Okay, now that I get. Our main thrust here, Vish, was obviously the ballistics, but I understand what you're saying in relation to the other stuff. But listen, thanks for coming on and just giving us your perspective. I wanted it to be crystal clear, which you've now made crystal clear for us. And I want to thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, Kino. And I want to wish you, your team, and everybody, all your listeners, a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year. I want everyone to be safe. They must just be very responsible during this period.
There we go, Brigadier Vish Naidu. Thank you very much, and to you and your colleagues as well.